I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A West Monroe man was arrested Sunday on 3 counts of attempted first-degree murder. 49-year-old David Arthur Smith was arrested after 3 people were injured, including 2 in their 70s. According to the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a call at about 8:40 Sunday morning where a suspect had attempted to shoot a victim. Deputies learned that Smith reportedly had committed an unprovoked attack on a 76-year-old victim, beating him unconscious. Smith then reportedly attacked a 72-year-old neighbor who had armed himself with a handgun and came to the aid of the first victim. The suspect took the handgun away from the neighbor and proceeded to fire a shot at the head of the neighbor, missing him. Smith then reportedly held a gun to the head of a neighbor and attempted to shoot him again, but the gun would not fire. Smith then reportedly stole the second victim's vehicle and ran over the victim at least twice while leaving. Smith then fled the scene in the vehicle across the street to the residence of the second victim. The wife of that second victim was seen by the suspect to be standing outside. He drove towards the wife, running over her and crashing the vehicle into the carport of the residence. The suspect then fled on foot. Deputies immediately searched the wooded area near the scene and located Smith. He's being held at Ouachita Correctional Center, where he was booked on 3 counts of attempted first-degree murder, second-degree robbery, carjacking, and aggravated damage to property. All 3 victims were taken by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. Their conditions are unknown at this time. Well, a new Glasscock Group survey of voters in the 6th Congressional District shows Republican candidate Garrett Graves moving into the second spot. The poll shows Graves the leading Republican with 22%, trailing Democrat Edwin Edwards with 34%. Pollster Darrell Glasscock says it appears momentum is on Graves' side,
with Dietzel moving closely behind him. So right now it looks like the race for the second spot is between Dietzel and Graves.
Following Republican candidate Paul Dietzel narrowly trails Graves in the with 19%. Glasscock predicts Edwards will be a lock for a spot in the December runoff, with Dietzel and Graves battling for that second spot. Glasscock says in the poll that there may be hope for Edwards in a runoff.
For the first time against any candidate, he broke the 50% when I did a runoff situation. He had not been able to do that in the past. He never got over 47.
Glasscock admits that while this poll shows hope for Edwards, it's still a long shot that he'll win the runoff. He says as we approach Tuesday's election, it appears that name recognition is very important across the 6th District. Overshadowed by a hotly contested statewide battle for the U.S. Senate in congressional races are 14 proposed changes to the state's constitution on tomorrow's ballot. 2 amendments affect health care funding and have renewed debate over whether the constitution is the proper place for further restrictions on the powers of the governor and legislature to determine how the state spends money. Other amendments deal with tax breaks for the disabled, the retirement age of judges, taxes and blighted property in New Orleans, limits on the legislature's ability to consider tax rebates and incentives. Still others involve membership with the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission and the maximum number of executive branch departments. At the top of the ballot are the 2 health care amendments. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the low 70s, a few clouds this evening with the low tonight in the mid-50s.